We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
We are live into the fourth hour here with Webster Griffin Tarpley. It's 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. Thank you for joining us, Webster. I've got a huge story here I want to get into with the TSA. Security Theater Crete, full-strength X-ray body scanners touted for airports. Trials begin for devices that could scan your insides. Deep-penetrating radiation scans cause 15,000 deaths per year. They're exempt from radiation testing, violates law, violates OSHA, and they're doing this all over the world. I know we were just covering another subject, but this just went up on PrisonPlanet.com. They're now having TSA at checkpoints on highways, train stations. This is the federal Gestapo force. But what's going on with the establishment setting the precedent to now start chest X-raying the full body? I mean, what about the workers standing around this with no lead shielding? I mean, what's the point to all this?
Well, it's probably a trial balloon. But remember, if the imperialists are on this worldwide rampage in foreign policy and destabilizations and putches and color revolutions and coups, then, of course, that has its reflection in domestic policy. And this is what you're seeing there. So
it's prisoner training, and they can put us in a microwave now. Why not put you in a full fryer?
Yeah, I would say, though, people should focus on the idea of saying no to a U.S. invasion of Libya, no to a no-fly zone. The most effective way to do this is for an anti-war candidate to challenge Obama in the Democratic primaries. We're less than a year away from Iowa and New Hampshire, and so if there's anybody interested in peace, avoiding war, inside the Democratic Party, they better come forward now, because otherwise the Democratic Party is pretty much a dead duck. Concerning the issues that we were talking about, if I may mention, for those of you who are night owls out there, I think I'm going to be on Coast to Coast AM tonight, so if you want to tune in several hours, when Alex is not on the air, and there's nothing to do anyway, you might
I could care less, man. I mean, I'm happy for folks to hear you tonight. What hour are you on? Are you on the whole show?
I think it's 3 hours, but I'm not certain.
Well done, Tarpley. Be sure and give me an InfoWars plug on there.
Certainly.
But I'm joking, Tarpley. But I continuing here, I'm on Coast to Coast all the time. George Norrie's great. And I'm glad he's covering hardcore issues on the show. We appreciate him really changing course away from what Art Bell used to do. That's why the show's so successful. But there was another question I was asking before I came back. I just hope folks will get this full X-ray machines now, shooting through your body. Also, TSA lies justify illegal train station. We're up, down. But I mean, in closing, Webster, to sit here and to watch the way CNN, MSNBC, Fox, all in unity, saying something must be done, something must be done, we must invade now, and then now it's going to set the precedent to invade every country that has a dictator or a bunch of plutocrats suppressing people. I mean, I hope folks realize that this looks like the beginning of the launch of World War III with the cadre hors d'oeuvre to intro it by going in to help people in a humanitarian way. I mean, this is the full takeover of the Middle East, North Africa.
This is the essence of Obama, is that you don't attack countries based on the stories that Bush, Cheney, and the neocons were telling. But now you have different stories that involve human rights and...
You said that when he was running. You laid it all out, Webster. It's incredible. I mean, I just have to say you're incredible, Tarpley.
Well, thank you very much. But the question now is, what can we do about it? And I think the idea is people have to fight for their rights. I think it means fight for your economic rights. I have to tell you, I'm pro-Wisconsin. I think if they're going to take your union rights away, they can then come with an X-ray machine. This is sort of the same idea. So, but the main thing right now is no additional war. We've got three wars now. We've got Iraq still going. We've got Afghanistan. We've got Pakistan. And now we're going to add Libya and North Africa to this. These imperialists are just crazy. And these charming ladies, Hillary Clinton and Susan Rice, hissing in the United Nations, these people are crazy. This is a twilight of the gods for the imperialists. The danger is with their flight forward, they could indeed get us into World War III.
All right, Webster, we're out of time. I want to say bye to you during the break. Retransmission from Lebanon with Max Kaiser and a lot more coming up. I'm going to get into the TSA as well. It was key information covered in the first hour. Please continue to spread the word about the broadcast. Great job, crew. We are winning. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendivite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th. So don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Feels like a Monday, but it's a Tuesday. I just got back in the early morning hours from New York City, where I was on CNN, The View, and some other national TV outlets talking about the whole Charlie Sheen situation. Before this hour ends, I've really had time to cogitate think a lot about this whole scandal, and so I'll have some brief but focused comments on that coming up towards the end of this hour. Then Max Kaiser joins us from Beirut. Lindsey Williams for part three of the live interview we started a few weeks ago. And, of course, Webster Tarpley in the last 30 minutes of the broadcast today. Here are just some of the headlines that we have here today that I'm going to be going over in detail. This is out of a WMUR television. Bill would make some airport screening sexual assault. Well, I've had district attorneys on, the district attorney from the county where San Francisco is based, where the airport's based, saying that they have their officers in the airport and that if they see them touch the genitals through the pants, it's a misdemeanor. If they go in the pants, as they've been doing now in the last 4 months, that it will charge them with felonies. My crew, my camera guys, fly all over the country interviewing folks for PrisonPlanet.tv, as you know. And everywhere they've gone the last 3 months, the scanners are turned off. I flew out or got into the airport at about 6, and my flight was delayed for many hours. But it was very busy there at the Newark airport where I was flying out of New York from. And when I flew in, the scanners were all turned off Sunday. And when I flew out last night, Monday night, all the scanners were turned off at three checkpoints. In fact, I made a point of walking up and down and surveying the whole terminal area where you enter, and none of them were on. Zero. Zero. And my crew reports to me that all over the country, the scanners are completely turned off. Listeners report that they're either completely turned off or not in heavy use. And I've also talked to a lot of pilots who've told me that they are turned off all over the country, including LAX. So what does that say about the system? Well, I guess that Michael Chertoff and others have made collectively their billions of dollars off of the systems. And they know that the people have revolted against them, and they hate it, because if we have victory against this, we will learn that collectively we can have victory against every other un-American police state development. And so the globalists are basically just lying low right now and playing possum. Though when I flew out of Austin and flew back in, when I got in about 1 o'clock in the morning last night, when the airport wasn't having any more flights out, they were like busy bees at the three checkpoints putting in the naked body scanners. And I walked up to the TSA agents that were still there guarding the workmen from the evil Americans, and I said, "So you're putting in the microwave machines?" And they leered at me like, "How dare you, a lowly serf? What do you think this is, the United States of America? Talk to us." And I said, "Well, know this. You think you're going to hurt us with your little microwave machines that have been documented to be linked to cancer and DNA damage? Who it really hurts are those of you that work around them all day." So I said, 100% cancer. And looked them all in the eyes, and they looked at each other, and then looked down at their feet. So 30 seconds into the conversation, they weren't arrogantly getting off on their little uniforms. Now, that said, when I flew out, the TSA, two of the officers wanted to shake my hand and said, "We appreciate what you're doing. I don't want to get them in too much trouble," but they told me some other things. One of them whispered in my ear. So certainly they're awakening. I also had one of the airport officials, who I've known for years, come to my office last week and tell me off record some just amazing horror stories of the of some of the TSA leadership at the Austin Bergstrom International Airport. But then, of course, I can't reveal those stories, because then it would finger exactly who told me those stories, because some of this happened behind closed doors. But can you imagine the type of sexual harassment that goes on? If you've got TSA people harassing women who are going through checkpoints, imagine what they do to other airport workers. And we've seen cases of this where the TSA will make fun of someone's genital size repeatedly until they finally punch them in the nose. And that's another TSA agent. We see the pilots becoming outraged. But the good news here is the people are beginning to wake up to what's happening and getting angry and realizing that this is sexual assault. We don't really need any new laws. Government is not above the law. Here's another great illustration of this. If you've got a dental office, or you've got a clinic, or you've got an emergency room, every month, by federal law, not just regulations under OSHA, they have to do full calibration readings to make sure that they're not malfunctioning. Because even a low-powered X-ray can become many times more powerful than a chest X-ray. And a chest X-ray or a MRI. You saw the New York Times last year admitting that MRIs all over the country are basically causing cancer, killing people, hitting them so hard with radiation that their hair is all falling out. Well, it's the same situation with these naked body scanners that, depending on which system, have 20-plus to 50-plus times the radiation. Source on that, Los Angeles Times and other major publications in the last 2 years that have reported on that. And Congress, about 9 months ago, ordered, and that's the government, the elected government, that Homeland Security give them the OSHA calibration records and maintenance records of the naked body scanners, because they've been putting them in for 4 years, but only at, five or six airports. Now they're going in at over 200. And guess what Homeland Security said? They said, "No way, Jack." So Bush can order torture. It's completely illegal, but he writes memos. And then when their own minions get caught doing it, the minions go to prison. And then Bush writes a book. and give speeches saying he'd order torture again above the law. They think they are. The Fuhrer precept. Same thing with the TSA. Hey, we don't have to wear any stinking radiation badges. We don't have to calibrate these. We don't have to have them serviced. We don't have to have radiologist technicians come in and run the machines and do tests and get readings. We can do whatever we want. This shows how the precedent's being set for them to just engage in any activity they wish. Now, suddenly, we're seeing the plans that Homeland Security announced 8 years ago coming to fruition. At bus terminals in Florida, at train stations in Boston and New York and California, the reports are coming out almost every day. I'm seeing them every few days, and I'm not even looking for them, so I'm sure there's more out there. But you can just search, boy patted down getting off train. Woman patted down getting off bus. TSA Viper teams run checkpoints on highway in Houston. Or you can pull up Fox News from about a year ago in upstate New York. National Guard helps arrest 2,000 people for drugs and guns. And there's a newscast with super high power x-rays having families drive their cars under them. And the National Guard, under Homeland Security directives, being trained by TSA, is standing there right beside the scanners. I mean, do you have any idea how dead these people are? Well, see, it's funny to them. They think they're bulletproof. It's like a young person that starts smoking cigarettes, and you feel like you're invincible. You feel like you're always going to be young, and 5 minutes figuratively goes by. It seems like 5 minutes, and you're 67 years old, and hey, buddy, you got lung cancer. We're going to chop one of your lungs out. Or it's like an alcoholic that doesn't believe that, you know, drinking a bottle of Jack Daniels every day is going to pickle their liver, and they don't listen to their doctor, and they go into liver failure or kidney failure. I mean, you sit there and you talk to these TSA people, and I do it all over the country, and a lot of them either shake your hand and go, we know, we're trying to unionize, or they laugh at you and get angry. And here's the issue. We've confirmed that TSA agents are called in and asked, do you have a problem patting people down, putting your hands down their pants? Do you have a problem with the radiation from these things? And if you say yes, 2 weeks later you get a pink slip. Oh, we're laying you off. So they're building an army of unthinking automatons who will plus, the more I think about it, this is all hidden in plain view. Those x-ray machines, and I was looking at some of the specs a few months ago. We had a radiologist on air, as many of you remember, that there's all sorts of splattering and leakage out of the regular x-ray machines they run your luggage through that you're walking by. But it's one thing to walk by it. It's another thing to sit there all day on top of it. By the way, there's more news out today dealing with the U.S. government radiating disabled Americans, injecting them with syphilis, injecting them with dioxin. Of course, you heard last year the government had to apologize for injecting Guatemalans with syphilis. We have a scientific technocracy with a bunch of ruthless control freaks who get off on playing God. They're not into football. They're not into going to parties. They're not into going out dancing. They're not into oil painting. They're not into gardening. They're into playing God. And many of these scientific elite types, if you study their psychological makeup, are classical Joseph Mengele types. They enjoy what they're doing. They enjoy suffering. They enjoy playing God. Now, I started getting into the TSA because that's a segue as the state stand up and say those convicted would be tier 3 sex offenders. Because that's what it is. If I walk up in a park and grab a woman's genitals, I'll go to prison and should. If a cop does it without an emergency situation and probable cause, you know, that she has a gun down her pants, he's going to go to jail and should. How are these TSA workers above the law? But I wanted to get to mention that first because now the TSA is going to be taking your DNA when you go to the airport, and then on the side of the highway. And as I told you years ago, that's been the plan all along. They want to set a precedent to forcibly inject you, forcibly take blood, get inside your body. Stay with us.
Hello, folks. This is Steve Shank. This week, we introduced a new product from eFoods Direct, corn chowder. And let me tell you, its homemade flavor is absolutely amazing. You know eFoods. We've brought you the best food on the planet for years. As you know, we pioneered a line of quick-fix meals that are super easy to fix. Obviously, winter is upon us. You can save 20% on the wonderful soup and bakery special. It's a lot of food for less than a dollar a serving. It includes the new corn chowder I told you about and the other wonderful soups. It also includes the delicious cornbread muffins and buttermilk biscuits to go with the soup. So you have great food you can serve this winter or jumpstart your food savings account for the future. Saving 20%. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, coming up, Gaddafi loyalists fail to retake territory in six-hour battle with rebels. Saudi Arabia sends tanks to riot hit Bahrain. Report, U.S. Special Forces have now arrived in Libya, in the eastern part of the country. We're going to get into Bernie Madoff's jailhouse interview, saying that the entire government is a Ponzi scheme. Yeah, the Ponzi scheme started in 1913 with the private Federal Reserve takeover, and this whole police state control grid is to ensure that the private Ponzi scheme operators are able to take over this country and secure their ill-gotten gains. That is coming up. But again, if you just joined us, the good news is all over the country, legislatures are moving to pass laws to make it illegal for TSA to grope you. But it's already illegal. I've had district attorneys and county attorneys on. There's no law allowing TSA to do this. It's a 10th Amendment violation. A bunch of federal goons running around doing whatever they want, now expanding the highways and train stations and bus stations of America. A House committee is scheduled to hold a hearing today on a bill that would make it a sexual assault for an airport screener to touch or view a person's breast or genitals without probable cause. The bill, HB 628FN, includes anyone working as a security agent of a federal, state, or local government, and includes touching or viewing with a technological device. So that also deals with the body scanners. The bill, this is in New Hampshire, bill states discussing or possessing a copy of the Constitution, discussing the security apparatus of an airport. And it continues, being on the premises of an airport, possessing an airplane ticket or any type of ticket for access to mass transportation, driving a motor vehicle on a public way, or ownership of firearms should not be considered probable cause. Anyone convicted of these offenses would be classified as a Tier 3 sexual offender. Okay, let me just continue here now. This is old news for our listeners, but new news if you're a new listener. And this all broke over the weekend. After touching your junk, TSA wants to scan and harvest your DNA. It's not enough for the TSA to fill you up at the airport. Now they are experimenting with rapid result DNA scanners that can scan and analyze your DNA using just a drop of saliva. That's because in your saliva are skin cells from the tissue in your mouth. Spit at the TSA agent who is molesting you, in other words, and they can use that saliva to scan your DNA and then store it in a government database. Well, that's how the federal government has announced that they want to start taking, under a Bill Clinton executive order from the mid-90s, I covered my film America Destroyed by Design. I go down to the DMV and protest and get arrested, handing out copies of it on the footage in the film. In there, it said to get a driver's license, they would take urine, blood, or other tissue sample. And now in England and Europe and in other areas of the world, when the police pull you over, even for speeding, they are now pushing, taking a swab of tissue. They don't have to cut you to do it. They just take a swab and put it on the inside of your cheek, and it scrapes off hundreds of cells. They then attach that to your ID in the database and now have your DNA. Now, remember, and this Mike Adams Natural News article points this out, that we wrote a story last year dealing, we wrote a story a decade before that as well, dealing with the fact that we discovered 15 years ago when a nurse sent us secret documents that there is a giant secret DNA Pentagon database, and all babies at birth for 39 years, and this is done, by the way, through continuity of agenda, for 39 years is generally the number, but in the last 35, at least some countries didn't start it until after we did. But every major Western nation showing we're under this global management system, that they take blood from babies, telling you it's going to the health department to test for blood diseases, as if a in-house clinic couldn't do it, or as if the hospital couldn't charge you and do it and send it out to a private clinic. They send it away to the health department. The blood test is not done. It is saved and put into a Pentagon/UN database. And, of course, now listeners of mine in Minnesota and Texas hearing about this actually investigated in the last few years and have been winning lawsuits and basically getting up-to-date documents similar to those we received 15 years ago. So the goal of government is to get in your space, to set that precedent, to have forced inoculation, as they've been trying to push through the last few years, to have a forced DNA retrieval. It's about government getting in your space. And they train you first, take your shoes off, take your belt off, answer questions. Now we're going to body scan you. Now we're going to grope you on top of it. First, the hands are outside the pants or the dress. Now they're going inside, always increasing what they do. And this is just like people pulling up at a prison and basically being being broken and being strip searched. It's just like induction into a prison. We'll come back with more.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit mainmilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
The front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. We are here live, back Sundays live, 4 to 6 p.m. Thank you for joining us. Max Kaiser joining us from Beirut with big breaking news. He'll be joining us coming up in about 30 minutes. We then have Lindsey Williams for part three of that live interview we started about a week and a half ago. And then Webster Griffin Tarpley, fresh back from Germany, will give us his view on what's happening in the Middle East, North Africa, and with the continuing acceleration of the disintegration of the world economy by design. That is all coming up. I want to get into the move to basically have a NATO, UN-led, U.S.-backed invasion of Tripoli, where Muammar Gaddafi, the dictator, is ensconced. I want to get into some Bernie Madoff news. It's very revealing. Coming up, also news on the economy, but finishing up with the TSA. The TSA is the national low-wage brown shirt army of the federal government. And there's this continuity of agenda. If you want to blame George Herbert Walker Bush, or you want to blame Bill Clinton, or you want to blame George W. Bush, or you want to blame Barack Obama, you can't. Because their rhetoric may be a little bit different, but if you look at what Homeland Security's doing, itself an offshoot of FEMA and COG, Continuity of Government Preparations. If you look at what presidents do after the last president leaves, the bureaucracy is moving in total lockstep in the same direction. And so while we rearrange deck chairs on the deck of the Titanic and prepare to put in some Republican savior coming up the next year and a half to remove Barack Obama, that is a strategy for failure. If we teach the principles of liberty and freedom and the Constitution generally to the public, tyranny will disappear like mist in the morning, as Thomas Jefferson said, like phantoms at dawn. And we need to take the states back, the counties, the cities back. We need to take each mind back by getting people to realize what a decadent, corrupt area of the cycle of civilization we've entered and how dangerous it is for everyone. If we don't restore the Republic and restore the Bill of Rights and Constitution, that is the engine, the true free market, private property engine of everything good. We know historically that everything the federal government is attempting to do is for a small cadre of elite, inbred, elitist banking house and royalty allied families who have nothing but disdain for the general public and disdain for private property for the middle class, who has always been their hereditary enemy throughout history. Middle classes are always enemies of the establishment once the system begins to become consolidated and vertically integrated. Look at ancient Rome. Look at ancient Japan, China. Look at Mesoamerica. Look at what's happened in the last 100 years in the third world, whether it's Africa, Latin America, Asia, Eastern Europe, the corrupt strongmen and plutocrats, depending on what system you have, always target the middle class because it's independent and self-sufficient and not under their control and is always in business competition against the consolidated inside crony capitalist ventures run by these systems. You know, you think the communists are anti-capitalist, but you look at China, you look at Russia and its decline up until the early 1990s. You had a very small group of people becoming fabulously wealthy and powerful, and they use government as a tool to shut down their competition. But continuing, this is the last time I can fly out of Austin without them trying to put me through the naked body scanners. Now, the good news is there's been such a revolt against them that all over the country they're in disuse, because they don't want to give you a chance to come together. As I said a year ago, as I said 5 months ago when we launched the big national brush fire rebellion against this, that it's the key issue for several reasons. It is a central key operation for the globalist. They must roll out their national civilian security force that's just as big and just as strong as the U.S. military, as Barack Obama said. Not his agenda. He's just putting it into high gear. So it's key because it's key for them, their total federal domination, the end of the Ninth and Tenth Amendment, ahead of this country going into full bankruptcy receivership. 42 states on the verge of being absorbed by the federal government. By the way, I wrote his name down. I put it in my phone. I've got to pull it back up. But when I flew to New York, the head of one of the biggest banks in the country, investment banks, was sitting next to me in first class. So I demanded the view, give me first class. You know, it's Disney's money. Why not? And he knew who I was and tried to convince me that global government wasn't a bad thing and that we should have a global corporation that runs things. Kind of like the speech that Howard Beale's given by the head of the company that owns the network in the network. He was trying to explain it all to me. And by the end, boy, he gave me that executive power trip look that only a globalist can give. So I've got to go dig it out of my phone later. I forget his name. But I kind of knew who he was, and I searched his name after I got off the plane. I was like, unbelievable who I was sitting next to for 3 hours. It was incredible. But side issue on that front. Continuing with the TSA, I'll get into all this other news. It's key because this is their federal brown shirt, Gestapo, 10th Amendment destroying takeover. And if we can stop them on this front, we'll stop them on every front. And if we have political victories like Washington, George Washington had a military victory at Trenton against the Hessians, it will show people that we have power. And we are having more and more victories. And the people are learning that there's a sport called real politics and called fighting for liberty that's exciting and dynamic and a lot more fulfilling than paying $300 to go to an NFL football game and buy glasses of $10 beer and eat hot dogs full of MSG that give you heartburn and to be groped by TSA-trained thugs at the gate. People find out how fulfilling it is to be informed and involved. It's addictive to start learning how the world works, tracking information. And as people begin to more and more discover this, the globalist can feel the energy of the world's intellect and the will turning against them. So it's key because it's their tip of the spear. But it's even more key and central and a perfect issue because it's something that isn't left or right. That's why the media has desperately tried to make it Obama's TSA. Obama is doing this. Because if they can make it about Obama, who's certainly a horrible teleprompter reading creature, but nevertheless a puppet, a marionette, then they can basically have all the, quote, liberals go, well, my football team's good. And so I associate my personal power and my identity with Barack Hussein Obama. And so I'm going to support the TSA then because it's being phrased by Fox News and others as something that the liberals are doing. You notice Fox News has been critical of the TSA, though they love the Patriot Act, secret arrest, torture. I mean, this is their game. This is their bag. They should love it. But they're playing the part of the anti-establishment right now while their arm of the New World Order, their management team, is quasi out of power. Though you do see them starting to tone down some of the rhetoric now that they can share at the trough controlling the House of Representatives. So it's an issue that brings liberals and conservatives together in and around the Fourth Amendment, in and around the Tenth Amendment, in and around basic human dignity. And it brings the people together and the social engineers who are masters of divide and conquer, of balkanization, of playing us off against each other, cannot and will not allow. And so that's why, you're going to have national opt-out? We're just going to turn these off almost everywhere. We're just going to play possum until your anger dissipates. But you notice it's not dissipating. In the Austin line, in the New Jersey line, I was listening to men and women going, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to opt out. And then when they try to touch me, I'm going to say no. Oh, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? So I sat there in Austin after I went to the checkpoint and in New Jersey when I got off and when I came back on, watching people, almost no pat downs. The ones they did were very light, no body scanning, and the TSA was extremely polite. Except for last night, right as they were closing it down, and I got there and tried to warn them. And, of course, they didn't want to hear, hey, this radiation's going to hurt you. See, I'm the bad man before telling them that. Like if they have a glass of cyanide they're about to drink, and I'm telling them not to drink it, and they just go, shut up. It's good for me. Denial, as they say, is not a river in Egypt. Okay. Again, finishing up on that subject, and I got to hurry because I got all this other news to get to, and we got guests coming up. I have that tendency to spend the first 30, 45 minutes on one article instead of getting into all the news. After touching your junk, TSA wants to scan and harvest your DNA. This is from Mike Adams at Natural News up on Infowars.com, but it's all over the tech magazines, all over the news. Here's a TG Daily. Plans on scanning DNA at checkpoints. Where they basically get cheek tissue by having you spit or swabbing the inside of your cheek. And they're saying that they're testing it to do identity confirmation, and they are moving forward with that. So I've told you, this is the plan. And, of course, when they start last year in D.C., they give you a discount on your driver's license fee, your registration, if you give them a tissue swab or blood test. So they're beta testing and getting the cadres prepared of DMV workers of TSA to take tissue samples. just like they have federal grants in the last decade or more, now coming to a head here in Austin, they do it, where they take blood without warrants at checkpoints. The police do, under a federal grant, medicalizing a cadres of police to be medical officers for forced inoculations and more. Of course, before you needed a medical license as a nurse, but not anymore. if the police want to groogle around in an RV medical center on the side of I-35, they're going to do it. And if you don't submit, we've got a lot of cases where if you don't give the blood test, they chain you down and taser you. Torture. THX-1138. Might as well have cattle prods. Just when you think the U.S. Department of Homeland Security has enough wonderful toys to keep them busy, they go out and add another. Get ready for your DNA screening by DHS. According to The Daily, DHS has plans to begin testing a portable DNA scanner. The device has not been revealed, but as reported, resembles a desktop printer. It's expected to make genetic tests far more common, especially in cases related to refugees, human trafficking, immigration. Yeah, sure. Experts think it will soon make its way into everyday medical and law enforcement usage. Yeah, like they've got thumb scanners going in almost all the police cars or license plate reading cameras. All Pentagon developed. Here's another one. DNA genetic pat down introduced to airports by DHS. Here's our article last year. Newborns DNA routinely harvested for government biobanks. Steve Watson. It's not routinely. I had with three children, I've had them threaten me at the hospital and say it's the law. And I go, show me the law. No, it's a mandate to the health department. You get money for it. I'm not doing it. You got it? And they call in an administrator and I say, look, I'm not stupid. Just like you tell public school kids it's the law, you got to take all these shots. There is no law. See, I mean, even if you believe in them secretly taking your blood, they lie about it and get caught. How many years have I been the kook for talking about this when it's just all admitted? And they get all of us just to play along with our own destruction. The TSA workers being roasted by these microwaves. The DHS and National Guard all over the country with giant mobile scanners just standing under them all day, just roasting themselves. And they just think it's magical, delusional thinking. Oh, Alex, we say it's fine. Here's another one. The Mail reports. America's shocking secret. Pictures that show how U.S. experimented on its own disabled citizens and prison inmates. Yeah. And this is just a whitewash itself. And of course, they always go back to 50, 60 years ago. This stuff's all going on right now. Continuing here, I've got some other news I want to get to later. Perimeter Security and the Future of North American Integration by Dana Gabriel up on Infowars.com. Paul Craig Roberts says that CIA may assassinate Julian Assange. That's some of what we're going to be going over on that front. But let me go ahead now and get into the situation. We'll cover this more with Max Keiser coming up and then Webster Griffin Tarpley and also Lindsey Williams today. U.S. tightens military grip on Gaddafi. Naval and air forces close in on Libya as David Cameron plans no-fly zone to protect civilians. Yeah, when he's not bringing arms dealers to nearby Egypt, the same arms dealers that sold the weapons to Gaddafi. I'm no fan of Gaddafi. Everybody knows that. But this whole thing is staged. This whole domino effect is on record. They know that the political climate is there for people to be angry and want to rebel against these disgusting king rats. But at the same time, meet the new boss, same as the old boss. When they're done, they'll just put something even worse in place. It's all part of this domino effect to not just fall in the Middle East or North Africa, but all over the world. We're going to see this continued upheaval unfolding. They want no-fly zones to shoot down any aircraft, talking about how horrible it is that Muammar Gaddafi reportedly has been strafing crowds of people, even those trying to take over military bases. But then meanwhile, our government has over 1,000 drones in Pakistan and Afghanistan. And they I saw the headline last year that they're killing, quote, no-name terrorist. You got a turban on your head. You got an AK-47. They're going to go ahead and kill you. They say it's acceptable to kill several hundred people at a wedding or in a market to kill one bad guy. No judge, no jury. It's just a robot drone, you know, drops a Hellfire missile on you. And but that's good, though. See, when the people running our country torture somebody or murder a crowd of people to kill one person, that's good. But when somebody else does it, there's all this moralizing and hyperventilating. And, oh, my gosh, Gaddafi is such a monster. Oh, my goodness gracious, gumdrops. This is just terrible. And the aircraft carriers are massing, and NATO's gearing up, and, they're now U.S. Special Forces are there reportedly backing the rebels, and Gaddafi has again failed to retake territory in a six-hour battle with rebels, Libyan soldiers, and paramilitary loyal to Muammar Gaddafi attempted Tuesday to retake territory that has been seized by rebels, but neither side appeared to gain ground, according to accounts of the fighting from residents and officials with the opposition movement, the Washington Post reports. Here's Paul Joseph Watson's detailed report at PrisonPlanet.com. Report, U.S. Special Forces arrive in Libya. Yeah, they arrived. It's like saying the Mayflower just arrived 2 days ago. They've been there the whole time, ladies and gentlemen. And that's on record. It's like they've been in inside Iran for the last decade, stirring things up. Most Americans strongly oppose U.S. military action in Libya. Well, what did Gates say a few months ago? He said about Afghanistan. He said, I don't care if almost 70% of Americans don't want us to be there. I don't care what you want.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists to help clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Oh, the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Okay, we're going to get Max Kaiser on right at the start of the next hour. from Beirut. They're in Lebanon. Continuing with the situation, we've got a big magazine reporter here today, and he was saying he doesn't quite understand what we're getting at, talking about the West triggering this domino effect. The dominoes are already set up. The main driver is global dollar devaluation, being the world reserve currency, with rampant speculation, again, driven by that, driving up basic commodity prices. In most of these third world nations, the people make $2 a day or less. Around half of their earnings in places like Egypt are spent on fuel and food, basic subsistence necessities. And so the climate is now there, and it's like a controlled burn when you know a forest fire is coming, to try to control the outcome of that. And that's basically part of the equation, but we'll get more into it with Max Keiser. We'll get more into it with Pastor Lindsey Williams from his big oil company, Inside Connections. And we'll get more into it with Webster Griffin Tarpley coming up today. But important report by Paul Joseph Watson at Infowars.com, U.S. Special Forces arrive in Libya. Another war, another proxy war. U.S. Special Forces have reportedly landed in Libya to train anti-Qaddafi rebels as a Western-backed coup d'etat in the oil-rich nation nears, with British and French defense advisors, that's in quotes, also arriving to set up training bases in the rebel-controlled eastern region of the country. This is global empire. Neocolonialism. According to a report in the Pakistan Observer, hundreds of Special Forces personnel from the U.S., Britain, and France arrived February 23rd and 24th in American and French warships and small naval boats off Libyan ports. It continues. So we're going to continue to break that down and see if that's true, but we've seen all the indicators that it is, and we know that that country's been riddled with globalist spies and operatives for a long time. Again, Kurt Nemo's article reports that most Americans strongly oppose U.S. military action in Libya. According to Rasmussen, a large majority of Americans agree with the common sense of George Washington. During his farewell address, the first president of the United States said the nation should beware of foreign entanglements. On February 23rd, Rasmussen reported that 67% of Americans strongly believe the United States should stay out of Libya and the Middle East. Similar numbers want us out of Afghanistan. But again, Gates, Secretary of Defense, says he doesn't care. The globalists, their handpicked government in the District of Criminals and the Pentagon, are not listening. They have dispatched the USS Enterprise and other warships to the waters off Libya. The Enterprise was conveniently close, having squandered millions of taxpayer dollars confronting ragtag pirates, millions, how about billions, off the Somali coast. The Pentagon will not confirm one way or the other if its instructions to set up a no-fly zone and begin bombing the North African nation. According to Colonel David Lappin, a Pentagon spokesman, the U.S. military is moving ships closer to Libya in case they are needed. Here's the London Independent reporting. The price of food, as I mentioned earlier, is at the heart of this wave of revolutions. No one saw the uprisings coming. Oh, really, we said exactly what was going to happen 4 months ago. But their deeper cause isn't hard to fathom. And it goes over the numbers. Here's a Paul Watson article also dealing with what's happening. Obama encircles U.S. war machine around Libya, going through all the details on that front. Saudi activists eye protest, wait for new cabinet. The Saudi kings handed out $37 billion and returned for medical treatment in Europe to try to keep his country from falling. Again, British created out of two nations. There's other polls and reports here. The Libyans don't want globalist intervention. So that is all coming up. But straight ahead, we're going to try to get Max Keiser connected from Beirut. And then we're going to get into Bernie Madoff in his jailhouse interview.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.